Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu.
Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood.
Now we're talking. Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Today's topics,
loosely speaking,
hotel breakfast. Morning father. Eat the frog.
Okay, are we in? Are we in?
Okay, we're in. Okay, well, I will say, good morning.
Good day, sir.
Good. We're clocking in at 9:20. We had scheduled it for 9, and then I texted and had to push to 9:15.
It's a blessing I woke.
Here we are. We both have cups, mugs full of Java. And there we were just remarking, is this going to be huge for us morning recording?
Huge. Okay, because I'm having the same ecstasy I have anytime I'm forced into action in the morning. Okay.
I know. It
actually,
really
I'm crying
is worth
a little
it.
Bit. I'm crying a little bit. Okay, they're not going to fall, but I'm feeling them.
I moved, and I feel.
When we first came on, Theta commented that she thought we looked like we had the look in our eye. That's really specific, like when you see someone like in the morning, or you meet someone at the airport. Okay, like this is the early morning phase, and I have this about the subway in New York in the morning. Okay, okay, in New York in the morning, there's a slightly bloated,
so cozy.
Slightly bloated, but often
salt face.
Often though freshly showered. Okay,
and that's freshly showered and bloated. That's genius. That's okay? Exactly. Correct.
And so it's this really sort of beautiful thing because you're not like repulsed because everyone's like cleaner than they've ever been, right? Everyone's
scrubbed.
Like slightly scrubbed and like pink, but then they're like puffy. They're bloated, yeah, and it's like, yes, beautiful.
That's so sweet. Like little children.
Yeah. Okay.
They waiting look like, for Santa.
Yeah. It's really, I love that. And then, yeah, so I feel like
a
it's
sleepy
in our
businessman.
Eyes.
Like seeing a sleepy businessman,
oh my God,
on the train.
Very specific.
Like it's very cute. Okay. So this morning, so I woke up. I just can't believe that remark was made about the airport because I had my coffee and I was like, oh, I feel tired right now, but I'm forcing myself to wake up for Poog. And I walked into the living room and I found myself shuffling around and I imagined in my head, I said, imagine being at the airport. Oh, no, here's what it was. I was imagining when you're at a hotel and you have to wake up really early to leave. you know, and because you have to catch an early flight, and maybe you're like shuffling past the breakfast station or something, or when you see the other people shuffling around, getting their cornflakes, and there's this like, there's this community there, and there's this like this horror of being awake early and you're tired. But then
it's one of the coziest feelings.
I know. What is that?
Okay. Okay. Let me drop it. Let me feel it. Okay. Let me drop into that.
And this morning I was pretending I was doing that. I was walking around my living room, imagining. I was like, you're at the breakfast buffet. You know, it's 6:45 a.m.
Okay. I just want to like take a second with that, because there's something about like being at like a Quality Inn or something, right? Okay. Or anything like that. It's a very like, it's like the, you know, mid tier or maybe first tier. I don't want to say low tier. It's as if I work
lower
for the company.
Mid.
Like, well, we don't have any low tier hotels in our roundup. We have ones that serve different.
We have a
purposes.
Double tree, hun.
Yeah. Okay. But like going down. Okay. And like the feeling of.
Oh, the ding.
First of all,
I can just hear the elevator.
Yes, the ding of the elevator, the sort of reflective floor of the lobby that sometimes gives way to carpet in the breakfast room. Okay. Yeah. There's a feeling of the echoey hall, and then you step in. Sometimes there's a carpet in there.
Dismounting the hall into the carpet. Yeah. Yeah.
And then like the shuffling around, and I feel like it's always like a father in my mind. There's like a couple characters that are always there. Okay. And they're not, but in my mind they are. There's like an older white man.
Sorry. There's a sound coming from my kitchen that I've never heard.
Wait, let me, I hear it. I think I hear it.
Wait, hang on. So here we are. Here we are, waxy poetic at the morning. I heard that sound. I ran. There's literal, not sewage.
I heard you say smell. I smell sewage. Okay, we heard you smell sewage.
Okay, so they're working on the pipes. They're working on the pipes in the neighborhood. I don't know what happened, but this happens like twice a year. Water spews out the toilet. Like it gets backed up and all the toilet water goes spewing.
Ew.
So that just happened.
Wait, spewing or level or slowly raising? Spew sounds like
spew. No, it's more of a spew. So there was just like bath. There's like toilet water. It's not sewage. It's just toilet water. But it smells like
Ew.
But there's something else going on. I think. I don't know.
It doesn't smell like sewage. Sewage or it does.
No, it doesn't smell like sewage. It just smells like bad water, like really bad water.
Right.
I don't know. Anyway, god damn it, we were talking about father.
No, I want to. Okay. So there's a very specific older, like silver haired white man, blue eyes in my mind. Okay,
yeah. It's
like that I see as like this sort of stoic, and maybe I like project onto him that he's like maybe ex military. Okay, and a lot of times he's with like his wife. Me tossing out ex-military is absurd.
Okay. Whatever that could possibly mean.
Yeah, he's ex-military.
Reserves.
Kate's saying reserves. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he was in the reserves for years.
So
always home for dinner.
Oh my god.
Well, because there's that
Your
guy.
Perspective of reserves is shocking. But wait, go on.
The reserves, it's like such an abstract concept to me. Of course.
Well, I think it is because that's what I'm like. I'm like confused by your definition. Doesn't it mean like you're not being called up?
Okay, I will say this: the smell of sewage is now radiating. Oh, Jesus.
The smell
Christ.
Of sewage has come to the room?
Yes.
Okay, do you have anything?
God, my warning, my sacred warning. Okay, anyways.
So, no, but this is important.
I want to say something more about a type at the buffet.
Well, we're not done with the buffet. I have like a lot to say
no,
about
that. No, I just
want to
say there's a certain father, because I feel like the morning.
Because when I said father, you pictured one, but a different one immediately.
I pictured a different father. So I picture a father who maybe reads 45, but is actually 36.
Excuse me. Exactly. Because I was going to say like, that this guy is, I was like, he's 70. And I'm like, actually, shit, he's probably like 50.
Yeah. And this guy has a blue shirt tucked in. And there's always the teenage daughter. There's always the teenage daughter who's like
in
14.
And Uggs, like.
And like kind of like half PJs. Like,
oh my God.
She's kind of like excited because she's on a trip or something.
And like, I mean, in my mind, it's like she's like sitting there with like nothing, but like she's got like maybe a yogurt or whatever. I feel like, okay, this is one of the few areas.
A Danson?
Dannon.
Wow. That's really Danson? A sign of how things have changed.
Well, yeah. Dannon. Also, as a Hollywood girl, Ted Danson flies to the mouth quicker than a yogurt name.
Dannon.
What about coffee flavor? Coffee flavor Dannon. I'm sorry, but it's incredible. What,
is that where there's like coffee jelly at the bottom? No. Oh, it's just that tan color.
The tan color. Okay, taste it. It's a very specific tang.
I actually appreciate, my mom kept a lot of like toxic food in the house. Yeah. Like,
and you appreciate that.
Calling Dannon toxic.
No, because also, no, right, just like by virtue of it being like sort of like a supermarket brand, like you're sure it's pure
heavily
death
pasteurized,
or
whatever. Like right. Cane sugar infused.
Wait, but I feel like you were going to say you're glad there were toxic things in the house. I have a guess why.
Not a culture in sight.
Not a culture in sight. Not a living microbe
Not
in sight.
Not a bacillus in sight.
Bacillus.
This yogurt causes yeast infections. Yeah.
So my belief of why, we're back to types, my belief of why you're happy that there were toxic things in the home to me, okay, is that it allows you to connect. Okay, it's about community once again. You're happy you have, quote, these references. You're yes. happy you have Dannon, okay? Like, because you can connect with me.
I was raised in a Dannon home. Yeah.
Exactly. Or the macaroons and the can that one time.
I used to drink Coca-Cola. Like, you know, I drank Coke
you
like,
say
as a
even
baby.
Coca-Cola. Okay. Even like it's hysterical because it's almost like betraying like a distance from it.
Oh my, I know Coca-Cola.
I used to drink a Coca-Cola soda.
You know, I had Coca-Cola as a kid. Who the hell do I think I am?
Oh my God. Wait, one time I went to a McDonald's with a family, my friend and her family, and they'd like barely had McDonald's in their life. They were like New Yorkers who like, yeah. you know, never whatever. And he didn't know the name Big Mac. Okay. And like you'd never heard it. And he was like, I'll have one Mac. He was like, yeah. He was like, I'm not a fan of that Mac or whatever. It was absurd. Okay, back. So I want to go back to that room, okay? Because
yeah, the morning room.
So there's a few things. It's like there's a quiet in there. Your face is revealing that you're smelling the sewage again. Are you checking?
Yeah.
How
yeah.
bad is it?
We're okay. We're okay.
I mean, spurting out.
Not. I want to be clear. Not sewage spurting out. No, toilet no, right. water spurting out
of the toilet.
Of the toilet. But that sound was the sink, which is really grotesque.
I don't understand where the spurting mechanism comes from.
It's like they're working on the pipes in the street and something goes, meh, like some, there's like something goes the wrong way. The pipes are old. The water backs up. The water spews out.
Okay, now it's a spew. See, this is what I...
What did I say before?
Oh, it was a spew at first, then a spurt.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. No, I'm just like, I'm picturing a geyser.
Honestly, you're not wrong.
No, thank you.
I've never caught it in action. But the way just you walk into the bathroom and there's water on the floor. You know,
right. Fascinating.
Anyway,
I'm still
okay,
convinced.
So back to the
I'm
comfort
still
in.
Convinced. I don't know. What, I'm still convinced. I don't know. This is what my father accuses my mother of, meaningless contradiction. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which is
meaning you being like
bringing up a meaningless contradiction, like interrupting with a like, well, actually, though, I think the water would have to slowly raise. It's the only way it could get out or whatever. And it's like
yeah.
interrupting the story for a meaningless contradiction.
Yes. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
very irritating.
Yeah.
I think it's a Jewish conversational style feature, not bug.
You're correct.
Thank
yeah.
you. You know, in which he's learned through that book, Ethnicity and Family Values, that he read in the 70s. And it explained my mother's side of the family versus, you know, the way he was raised.
Oh, wow. I have to check that out.
Wait, back to the room. Okay. Because there's a feeling. So everyone's puffy. The father has.
Because also, I'm having a somatic experience right now because I've only had coffee. I had a banana, which is a very early morning travel meal. And so I'm actually physically in the place of the comfort in breakfast room that just continue. I just had to break in and say,
I'm
sailing.
I am as well, because I'm wearing a turtleneck and a sweater, which to me is sort of a fantasy of sort of an East Coast chilly day or something. But it's like quiet in there. Okay. But then sometimes like the news is on and the ex-military.
Yeah.
Okay. Like silver haired guy is sort of like taking in the news. And I'm like, okay.
Right.
And then, so sort of the news. And then, there's also just like the deep and profound comfort. The fact that like when you come down like ding, ding, okay, and you're tired. I mean, this is the one beauty of hotels is like they've been up for hours, okay? Like preparing the buffet. It's like so incredible. Like, because you kind of are like, just like snooze in and they're like refilling the eggs.
It's like 7:30 for you. I know. And the eggs have a whole new tectonic level.
The gratitude for the breakfast crew
I know
is Huge. But here's the other thing. Okay. Here's a big feeling.
Is it huge though? I'm like, where is the tip jar? You know?
No. You're absolutely right. I'm speaking merely about it's huge today on Poog, and we are doing nothing other than offering a smile.
The smile.
Huge gratitude. Yeah. I mean, I smile knowingly and thankfully. Yeah. But here's the big thing about the breakfast. Okay. In the morning, classically, do you have this when the excitement when it's hot food? Okay. Like the excitement when you see a metal tray under a lamp. Okay.
Yeah.
Like the jump from continental breakfast, which is, you know, one of the biggest devastations in American society.
In modern history.
Is the continental breakfast. I mean, it takes years before you understand. Okay. For you to go, surely continental breakfast can't just mean some fruit, a coffee, and a single roll or whatever.
But here's the thing. I actually,
like, I've ordered the continental breakfast, so to speak. I not ordered it, but well, kind of. Almost like I feel like there were like 5 years where I was like, surely they just got it wrong at this place. Like, the continental breakfast being the standard has to at least have some basics. Okay, and then it doesn't.
Because it's what? It's defined by, like, the bowl that, it's truly the Dannon. A bowl filled with ice with Dannon stuck in.
Okay, a metal
to the ice.
Bowl filled with ice is huge.
Yeah. Okay. And then Dannon.
Honestly, you're lucky you get a Dannon. I feel
like
it's like
cinnamon rolls that were made in a factory 6 years ago.
You're lucky if you get a cinnamon roll. I always feel like the pastry.
You want to see the pastries. You don't want them because they're stale. But you want to see them.
I mean, in those contexts, it's very hard for me not. But I feel like, okay, we haven't even spoken about one of the biggest things. Okay, to me, what? It's a combination. And it's a combination. And it has a little bit of like a dorm quality of like grabbing things like, as if for the road, but then they're just resting on the industrial table.
As if for the road.
Okay, as if for the road, the way they grab a banana. Okay, like grab it. It's like
a hard-boiled
egg. Buffet. That's what I was just heading towards.
Mm.
The hard-boiled egg, okay?
Yeah.
And could there be anything?
The working breakfast.
The working breakfast. Could there be anything more utilitarian, okay, than a hard-boiled egg? Because it can be prepared in bulk, right? Other eggs are luxury because they have to be prepared individually for you.
I just want to say very quickly, one time I was backstage at a fashion show.
Yes.
If you can imagine, backstage at a fashion show. And I'm not kidding. There was a table and all there was there was a huge, I'll never forget as long as I live. There was a huge bowl filled with hard-boiled eggs, shelled hard-boiled eggs.
Oh my God.
And that was the model food. And that was it.
Ew.
Just a bowl of hard-boiled eggs and like Evian pods of water.
Right.
And I was
no, I'm
I
taking
was
it
absolutely
in.
This,
my
startled.
Silence is
I just shelled eggs. Picture a huge
they were
bowl.
Shelled.
There must have been 50. They were already shelled. So a model could pop it in her mouth. And then
Okay, wait. Let me just take this in because there was a weird thing. I wonder if they grabbed them with their fingers because it'd be a little slippery.
Yes.
And then are they touching the other eggs?
Yes, no, the eggs are rolling around in hell. It's definitely a
ew. I just had the worst thought. Okay, someone heads over from like the makeup area. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
A little and, like, shimmer on an egg. Yeah.
Yes.
A smear of
eyeshadow powder has landed on an egg. Okay. And you're reaching for it and you see a little shimmer. Or worse, a fucking hair. I had to. Imagine a hair.
A false lash. Imagine a single false lash.
Yeah, so or what, you know, there are no singles almost. There's only those little three prongs, right?
Yeah, the three prongs.
You know, there's like, there's the whole thing. And then there's like the little like, you know, we'll do a natural look. We'll just add a few little of the three prong.
In high school, I'd put a three prong on the lower lash, on the lower lid in the center.
Like a
Twiggy.
Like a, yeah.
Yeah, me modeling, like being like, like Twiggy.
I was jumping to like a Perot.
Yeah,
like no, like a Perot, like a mime.
Oh, yeah, sure.
French sort of new
jump, please,
wave.
Jump to Perot. I had like a Perot. I'm actually embarrassed by the way I used to surround myself with clown imagery between ages of 18 to 21.
No. I have an early art piece at the beginning of my comedy, which is me with a, you know, multiple clown nose things that I used.
Yeah.
And what's more embarrassing about them isn't that they were like clown. Okay. What's more embarrassing is, of course, that they were like, the whole thing was like, what's the hottest, like most like serious picture I can take? And then like add a clown nose.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like
banana peel on top of the head.
It wasn't heinously, you know, there are where I don't know.
Portraits are one of the most carnal sins.
Yeah. And crucibles in our nation.
Yeah.
You know just, okay. Okay. A place where one must work out questions of the soul, you know, and the only way out of a comedic headshot is, of course, why the fuck are you trying to make it a comedic headshot?
Talk about gilding the lily. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
by the way, have you ever laughed at a photograph? Is there such thing? Is there such thing as going, God, I saw like a funny photograph?
No, once.
I mean, okay. Surely. Yeah.
No, I know. I know. You're like, great. I'm about to hear a story about like, so my.
But I'm talking about a funny photograph, sure, but a staged comedy, a staged comedic photograph.
No, no, no. Of course. No, but I was going to mention one.
Dentist office exclusively.
Dentist office.
I just feel like that's where they are. You know?
Where it's they
like
are.
An elephant. And then there's like a little girl with a flower. Like, uh-oh.
Well, that's
it's the elephant
hell.
Sitting on
kneeling
the zoo
in front of yes. the kneeling praying boy,
or the elephant on the tiny chair sitting down, like taking a break between you know
circus
acts
abuse
at the circus, circus abuse
taking
porn.
A break between.
I was raised among there was so much circus abuse imagery at my various tutors' homes.
Because this is I feel like we're gonna have to go to the break soon, heinously.
Yeah.
Okay, but what did you just say? Because like I may want to return to it.
Circus porn.
Thank you.
Circus cruelty porn. Yeah.
All right. Off you go, folks. Off you go. You know where.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time, absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu.
Don't want to find out how he met their mother? Then go back with the Dunphys, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek.
And see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids.
We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood.
Can you even watch all this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today.
Now we're talking.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Want to know one of my favorite sounds? Here it is.
That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel.
And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds, too.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching.
So you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Babbel is convenient. Kate and I talk about it all the time.
Love the way Babbel helps you for those quick real-world interactions.
Like how to order food or ask for directions. How to have a decent conversation with a merchant.
And who doesn't want to go on vacation and know the language?
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/poog. Get 60% off at babbel.com/poog.
Spelled babbel.com/poog. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. you'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. So we were talking about circus imagery.
Oh,
circus cruelty.
No, I wanted to come back to it because the idea I was stewing over the idea of circus cruelty porn taking over. Can it capture the imagination? Okay, possibly to a 50% degree of circus. And I just thought that's sort of an interesting idea. Okay, like the circus industry fails, but then the circus abuse documentaries fill its place. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
So like industry has to go somewhere. Okay, so it's like we go from like the money's being poured into SeaWorld to the money being poured into Blackfish. I'm just like, yeah. This is a cultural, not even theory, not even hypothesis. I don't know what this is. Okay,
but it's physics, baby. It's like it's got to go somewhere.
It's got to go somewhere. You know.
I love
the circus. Sorry. Okay. Wait. Pull us back.
No, I just keep coming back to the morning. Sorry,
I'm just done with the morning. The morning either.
Poog morning is huge, and I think that we should do 9 a.m. recordings because we always record in the afternoon, and I feel
like fools.
And yesterday when I pitched, I was like, "This is crazy. What about a 9 a.m.er?"
Yes.
And now I feel overwhelmed with my new title as a businesswoman who's awake at the crack of dawn. I woke up, by the way, at 7:30 for a moment.
Yeah.
Peered up, saw my clock. Ooh, it's 7:30. I was like, I could wake up, but you know what? I'll go back to bed. And then 8 a.m., you know, hit snooze till 8:15. Well, this is pointless and not interesting anyway.
But I'm interested in this. This is interesting to me.
So I don't know why I would get down on myself like that. But I just find that the mornings, there's the magic of when you wake up at the same time every day. And I, for a long time, have been like 8 a.m.
I miss that.
And the eye does just open like a doll's eye, like a that thing that doll's eyes do. 7:58.
The very specific flutter.
I'm doing that. I'm doing the flutter.
Doing
and then the eye flutters a little more and closes until maybe 8:04.
It closes. Right now, I'm just like the horror movie of it closing and then like being like, I think the demon has passed. Okay. I think the demon has left.
That's hilarious. When I wake up in the morning, a huge way that I'm able to wake up is to imagine I'm being filmed or to be in the movie version of waking
this
up.
This continues
like, that
to
really
come up.
Helps. So this continues to be the huge theme of being alive. But like I...
The only way is through
being
filmed.
Also, I have a thing and I have to maybe reexamine this.
Okay.
I feel really embarrassed for all movies, TV shows, anything when it starts with a character waking up in the morning. Yes. I've historically been like, I'm like, are you absolutely kidding me? Why don't we start at the very beginning? The morning! If your movie starts and your character is, the alarm going off, the hand flies out of the bed, hits the top of the alarm, and then the camera pans over and there's our star.
There she is, boys. There's Donna, okay? No. It's unacceptable, okay? And like, of course, I'm flying to imagining that I'm a filmmaker with a movie that starts that way. I'm feeling devastated to hear my beloved Caperland say this.
But here's the thing.
Of course, there are always exceptions. There are always exceptions.
There are good movies that start that way. Okay. I've been shocked because I always get upset when I see it and I'm like, this fucking piece of shit. Cinema with the morning moment. And then, no, but there are great moments. And I just want to say best, I think the greatest morning actor is James Gandolfini in Sopranos.
Wow.
Sopranos. Why can't I?
I think we pronounce it Sopranos in this
house. His morning acting, his bed, waking up as Tony Soprano, like a little hungover, you know, like his morning acting is exquisite. It's divine.
No, you know what?
What
I tire of is the hand flying at the.
Yeah. Flying at the snooze. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like throwing their, like knocking their, you know, there's that. There's a very.
They're always knocking it off.
Yeah. They're always knocking it off. Like, I don't know. It's like to sleep act. See, this is a question, okay? And you have lots of onset experience, so perhaps you can answer, but it's like this, okay? I'm always wondering, how much can a director push a known star, okay?
Very good question.
In a basic way. So could you say to a big actor, the way you're waking up isn't believable?
Right,
okay, do you see what I'm saying? Because that's, or like, I'm not believing you're drunk, okay? Like, shit like that. because those are the basic like horrors of like acting, right? It's like, to me, would be like anything that's supposed to be authentic, if you couldn't pull it off, would be devastating, right? So like,
well, I'm for playing example, drunk is one of those classic things. Yeah,
drunk is really hard, but like waking even crying up. What if it were like
hardest thing to me?
Yeah,
laughing.
Oh, have, yeah,
that's the number one hardest thing on earth is
Jesus.
This is this constant struggle I have is there's nothing I think is less interesting. I don't understand when people write characters into movies or shows or yes. anything that are funny.
This is genius. This is huge.
You're like oh, what?
God.
Like a clever person in a movie who's funny, and then we're watching the movie going, they're funny. I'd like to be friends with them.
With Chandler what? Or whatever.
This is
genius.
That's worse
Kate.
Than wake up acting. That's the thing too. I mean, I would sooner enter the reserves of the military than play a funny person in anything.
Right. No. Right.
Impossible task.
Like you've been given. Impossible. They're like, let's bring in Kate Berlant. Like she'll nail these lines, and then it's a bunch of like witticisms that you have to toss off. And like, the problem is they're probably not good. Right.
No, they never are.
They're never good. That's the problem. They never are. Give me a straight role, okay? And then the comedic juices will flow out of me through the truth.
No, playing a spunky, funny person.
Absolute.
I mean, impossible.
Unacceptable.
It's shocking that it continues to
because
to
me, that character in a show, the quote funny one, like I don't experience them as the funny one. I experience them as like the recognizably human character of someone who like kind of thinks they're funny and like makes little jokes all the time, and it's like annoying but kind of sweet. Like I'm trying to think, like I feel like when I was like a kid and watching like Friends, like I was just like, Chandler is so funny. Okay,
yeah still never seen a single frame.
Kate, you haven't I heard her say it. She hasn't seen a single frame.
Not a single frame.
Well, congrats, Kate. I guess
no listen okay. I would love to dive in. There's like 14 seasons on Netflix or something.
No, don't dive. Don't
oh, by the way, I'm not gonna there's dive no in need. I don't know
there's
why
no
I
need.
Said that.
There's no need.
Maybe on my deathbed I'll dive in. Chandler once hit on my mom. I just remembered.
What?
My mom was at some party and Chandler blocked the door and ew. Said, you're not going anywhere. But then she breezed right by. Everything was fine. It wasn't any kind of predatory thing. But the amazing part is that she was like 55 when this happened.
Right.
And she only uses her beauty secrets are freaking oil of Olay. Okay. She
oil
uses
of
the
Olay.
Cheapest stuff
I'm sure
in the business.
I've discussed this. I'm sure I've. Well, actually, oil of Olay technically is probably the most expensive stuff on the shelf in a supermarket. Now that they've brought in the prestige brands, things has changed. Now there's like a, what is that? Like, you know, oh, the
Roche
Thermal
Posay.
Behind like a, yeah, the ones that now appear like sometimes like locked in a plastic.
It's in like a little doll preservation box.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
A little doll preservation, single thing of Roche Posay.
And then
there's
just a little like eye serum rattling around. Yeah.
So, oh, Olay.
Oil of LA, yes.
Oil of LA is the
oil
most.
Oil of LA. Oil of LA is a great product.
Yes. So I felt devastation for them. Okay, I just want to say I remember mourning for them, okay, in the 90s going, those poor bastards. Okay, with their oil is in the fucking title, and oil in the 90s was considered everything you want to avoid, non-comedogenic,
right,
whatever.
Right, oil.
And I was like, Jesus, what are they going to do? I was like, it's time to switch to Olay. Drop the oil, people, and fast, okay? And then the oil boom, okay, the argon, et cetera, returned. Yeah. And I was like, good for you, Olay. Okay, I was like, I was like, you held strong. You're a legacy brand.
They knew.
And it came back around. And then just, you know, you can't. Pivot. What are some other ones that have changed like that? Like,
yeah,
like pivots are risky, okay? Because you start to look like you have no faith, but then some also need to change.
Wait, I have a question because I'm interested in this idea of the mourning of and the potential of the mourning, right? The soaring potential that the mourning can contain.
Yes.
And when you have that, when the coffee hits just right and you look up and it's, you know, 9:45 and you think, at 9:45, I mean, it's almost 10 a.m. here in L.A. And when you, I have nothing to say. No, I'm just saying like the high of the morning is so exquisite. And I think waking up at 8 a.m. is right. That's solidly doable. That's not you're not technically an early riser,
yeah.
But that seems like a very appropriate, I mean, seven would be.
No, I go back to the like one fucking time in my life where like, I was like, you know, my eyes were opening as dolls do. and then I'd roll out of bed, start Kundalini yoga with a fucking, you know, candle lit. That was probably 7:30.
Oh, 7:30 that's my goal. 7:30 to be the 7:30 girl.
I knew you were going to love 7:30 because 7:30 sounds good.
7:30 is actually, the more I'm thinking about it, it's the most beautiful combination of numbers.
Like, it's like cellar door, you know, the most beautiful word in the English language.
Cellar door.
Cellar door.
Donnie Darko. That's from Donnie Darko. It's Drew Barrymore.
No,
which
right,
I saw that movie once.
It's based on something. Todd Barry geniusly, okay, had a thing in like the MySpace days. Okay, I remember that was like under like favorite movie or something. Or maybe it was a joke. I don't know. I forget what it was. But it was like, so I guess Donnie Darko is a lot of people's favorite movie. Isn't that genius?
I love Todd Barry. Truly one of the funniest.
His arrow is sharp and never misses.
It's direct.
I mean, for example, like I get one of his jokes about like, can you believe Chipotle is owned by McDonald's? Like, that's disgusting or something. And he's like, oh, you mean one fantastic restaurant or whatever was made by another fantastic restaurant. I'm getting it wrong. I'm gonna get audio of what it is, and we'll play it next week. Okay.
Oh my god, we're gonna
start doing a lot of playing things.
I just want to say really quick because I find it,
yes,
yeah, Todd Barry set up my first website. I just want to say that Todd Barry helped me set up caperland.com domain like 10 years ago. So that's so sweet. No. I was doing his podcast. He's like, why don't you have a website? I was like,
oh my god.
Oh, I don't know. He's like, come here. Literally helped me set up, got the domain, like helped me do it. I mean, does that not make you want to cry?
No, I weep. I weep. Well, you know, Todd also helped me by introducing me to the concept of if you have no money, putting it on a credit card. Okay, I was on the road doing the Great Guest Spot Tour of 2008 or whatever, where I just begged for guest spots, and comedian Greg Warren helped me book a lot throughout the Midwest, and I just wanted to honor him. Okay, I just want to honor him for that. As I started to say, like, I booked them. You know, you got to be careful with these narratives when people help. And you'll leave him out, you know? So
people
anyway,
listen,
but I was like, Todd, I'm broke, Todd.
Yeah.
And he was like, have you heard of a credit card? He is unbelievable.
Okay, but the mornings, I really do feel that I want to occupy them. I feel that if I had coffee in the hands at 7:50, the day would be stretched out in front of me with incomprehensible potential.
See, the problem is, without routine in the morning, until you've established a routine, okay, you're
then
fucked.
You're lost.
You're fucked. Okay, because I have a problem which is like the morning I do not experience as infinite potential. Okay, I sort of experience it as me being dropped into something I don't know how to handle. Okay, or navigate or carve up. You know what I mean? And so it's like okay, it's the existential, you know, the problem of choice, I guess. So it's what needs to happen is a series of acts. Like, why is it I have to re-remember every morning that I have to take my Wellbutrin in the fucking morning, okay? And then I was, what it reminded me of was that like multiple listeners wrote in and said they wrote in
little,
you know,
timing boxes.
They said not even just the tiny boxes, but time caps. Okay, the thing that has an alarm about when you last opened the pill thing. And I ordered them, and I'm using them, and I've never been on more consistent med practice of my life. Right? Ding ding ding, 11 p.m.
The
time
listeners
to take it. So the listeners
so
there,
we love you.
Really, I'm waiting for the foot help,
because also if you're awake at 7:30, there's a paralysis, unless you go right for I'm making my coffee and now I'm stretching and now I'm doing morning pages, and because that's my sacred morning, right? Ideally I swear
three
to fucking
hours.
God, I'm bringing back meditation next week. This week is already, it's Tuesday, it's too late.
No, Kate, I'm sorry to be the blustery self-help guru, okay, but Kate, guess what? The only way to do it is now. You start today.
No!
Okay, next week is an illusion.
5 minutes today. 5 minutes today.
Okay, it's the only way.
Okay, listen.
Go, because I have a lot to say about sacred mornings, okay?
Okay, because my sacred morning was huge in early pandemic, and
it was. Of course it was. Now, here's the question. What happened after that morning? Did sacred morning lead into, and I'm sorry to be an American industrialist, but... Did it lead to, you know, activity. Okay, because here's my problem.
Yeah.
Okay, I've gone through periods like if I'm going to prepare to work, prepare. Okay, oh, I got to be in a certain state in order to do that. Right. It will be like 3.5 hours of meditation, prayer, affirmation, exercise, showering, scrubbing the lymph nodes. Okay, it's like a whole thing, and I went through that period in my life. Okay, like.
Yes.
Again, while I was healing, while I was convalescing at my parents' home, it's obviously not sustainable. Okay, my dad working his ass off in the back office, so his 20s daughter, you know, can do Kundalini yoga in the living room. Okay, I mean, he would come out to get his coffee, and there I am, and it's like roar like a lion, like be sexy. This is for your second chakra, and I'm like, ah, like my dad is taking his coffee back to like keep working to support me. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like devastating.
He was very kind though.
He respected the meditations and the, but it was hours of that.
I think being raised with a morning parent is huge, like a morning father. I'll never forget my cousin's husband. I was doing shows in Denver and I slept at their house.
Morning father.
Morning father. I wasn't raised with a morning father. So this morning father, I saw this father. I remember my cousin telling me, he would wake up at 4 a.m.
That's what my dad does.
To be at the gym by like 5. So he'd be done by 6, be showering, and go to work at 7.
No.
And that was a kind of father, a kind of person that I had never been exposed to in my direct home. And there was something I was like, that's hot. Like,
no, right.
The idea of like, imagine. And that's the thing of like the person you're looking for is yourself. Like I'm like, well, if I had a partner who was awake at 4 a.m., you know, praying and working out, then I would be motivated. It's like, no, I should just do that.
Oh,
like that's,
you want,
it's not, I don't need the partner to be the one who's on a hike at 6 a.m. And it's like, you go on the hike at 6 a.m.
Oh my God. Yeah. You cannot, if your wellness is attached to your partner's habits, you are absolutely fucked.
Yeah.
But I want to talk more about what the gym, the morning. Oh, morning father.
Yeah.
I want to talk about early mornings in our homes in youth. I have a lot to say, but once again, not to be the trash that sends us to the break, not to be the bearer of bad news.
I just want to say that I just had a memory.
Yes.
No, let me just do a quick memory. Wait. That I would wake up. So growing up, my bed was just a mattress on the floor, which I actually love. Like, you know, I didn't have like a frame or anything. Yeah. So mattress on the floor. And my dad would wake me up.
Wait, let's just send him to the break and immediately continue. So here it goes. Are you ready? Watch me do it. Okay. You guys are going to the break. I need to prove a point to Kate that we immediately come back.
Okay. Fine.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time, absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu.
Don't want to find out how he met their mother? Then go back with the Dunphys, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek.
And see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids.
We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood.
Can you even watch all this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today.
Now we're talking.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, look, we're doing it. We're coming back. It was only 1 second for us. It was ads for you guys. God, so sorry.
Right,
Kate, back to the story. Please
you're
tell
right,
me.
I forget. Okay, so I would wake up, my mattress is on the floor. My dad would come in very tired and just with his foot shake me, like put his foot on my back or the side of my body and kind of shake me awake.
That's fabulous. No, I love it. I find that deeply cozy. I fell asleep on my father's foot once on Take Your Daughter to Work Day. Now, he worked in the back room of our house. Okay. So I didn't have to put on a little suit and go into the city. You know, he had his home office.
Oh my God, I know.
And so I went back there and sat in there, and then I like was sleepy because, you know, I always was. And
so
I fell asleep on his shoe, like under the desk.
Like a little kitten curled up on Papa's loafer. That's very sweet. I also, my father also worked from home. So it was the big joke. Oh, well, I guess I'll go downstairs.
Oh my God.
But my fascination and my obsession with fathers who got, you know, the briefcase out the door. I mean, that's my morning father thing. Like that's, I, you know, that archetype is huge for me.
No, my father was that before he struck out on his own with the own business. He was commuting into Manhattan.
Merrill Lynch, you know, like a father.
It's like, sorry, I was making that sound. The reason that I do, okay, is I've trained myself to not scream, okay, because it'd be so loud on the mic that it's like instead I do this hoarse sound that like possibly is hell to listen to.
I enjoy it. I enjoy it.
Wait,
profoundly.
But back to Merrill Lynch, okay? Okay, the feeling of, well, two things. One, so for me, the question is always, is it Eat That Frog, which I believe is a self-help book, okay, or business success. I always loved as a
youth.
Eat
That Frog? What?
Yes, I'll tell you, okay? So I always loved as a young gal, okay, 12 years old, you know, I've read everything in the self-help section, have to move over to the business section to get more in the self-optimization. Do you see? So it's like how to
freaking
run.
Freaking Matilda
to,
over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, how to run your, how to manage your employees or something over. I mean, it was never that, but how to get the corner office, that kind of shit. Okay. Little lady,
you can
get the corner office too, little lady. Books like that, whatever.
Right.
So anyway, Eat That Frog was sort of, I feel like, doubly shelved. I think it was primarily shelved in business. And it was just this about like doing the thing that you don't want to do first thing in the morning, but not the gym.
Worst thing first thing.
Okay. But not like, not the gym. It's doing the task that you're like dreading or that you're going to do.
God.
And if you start your day with not a sacred morning. So here's what I'm saying. What if you and me, and this is my optimization.
Sacred afternoon.
Got up. We got up. First thing. Okay. We rolled over and we're so tired. We're like, okay. And like sit down and do the thing that. You know,
the tax thing.
Instead of preparing all day, for example, to write for 15 minutes.
That is so fucking true. Because this is like 8 days of me ignoring a certain email of like a tax related thing that then weighs over me. Right. And all day it's there. And then I eventually was forced, dragged.
Yes.
Eat the frog.
But you have.
That really helps.
Eat that frog. I really thought Eat That Frog. And if we Googled it, one line would come up that would explain. But I'm pretty sure it's like about like doing the thing that you don't want to do. But go on.
Well, the tax email that I've been haunted by and they're emailing me, hi. And like literally like I got an email that was so scary. They were like, this bill is seriously delinquent. And seeing those words like seriously delinquent, I was like, well, guess who's never paying it? Not me.
No,
like it was like I had been it was like insurmountable, the mountain of the bill. And I just, because I had like two questions about it. And then, but then guess what? By the way, bill's still not paid. But there was another email I've been ignoring. This story goes nowhere. And I eventually answered it and felt better immediately. It's like,
no, this story is actually the story. It's an essential story, and it's key, because we continue to resist. I mean, this is why I have spent years focusing on productivity over wellness at times. I've never chased wellness almost just inherently, right?
Yeah.
I've always been, you know, like, oh, it's all got to be serving the writing, okay, and the whatever. And so, but I'm just thinking, if we can train ourselves to run to the discomfort.
Oh my God, that's it.
These are my fantasies. I get into the fantasy, so I'm like, okay, no.
What would happen if you ran towards the discomfort?
And then sacred morning, okay?
Sacred morning as reward.
Because sacred morning, when I know it's all so that at the end of it, because here's the hell. Let's say you do 3.5 hours of, you get up at 4, you do 3.5 hours of preparation, okay? And then you sit down at your desk, ready to go with a crystal in your hand.
Yeah, and then it's you enter like, hell.
Well, yeah, and even like, you're like, now it's time to write or whatever. Now it's time to face the thing that's whatever. And the truth is, it's almost like only the ceremony that gets, like, of having prepared for so long that gets you to do it then. But it doesn't even, because I reject it. No. I feel like resentful of the me that set me up for this. So I'm like, yo, fuck you. I'm going to go eat chips. Okay. And it's like,
yes,
so that's huge for me. But it's like, okay, let's say we roll out of bed. We're like, hey, okay, what's the thing? I haven't started this thing that I'm supposed to start. Okay. We're like, do it. Even like half asleep. Because I remember like
half asleep,
like when I
that helps.
Was in high school, it's like the last time I can remember an example of my own like doing something. But it was like when I, you know, played field hockey. Okay, It was like at the end of the summer. So waking up for field hockey, I'd have to wake up and I'd listen to the Z Morning Zoo. Okay, on the way over. And that's what brought us to this. Oh, but end of the summer, school hasn't even started yet. And there's 3 weeks of preseason or something it was called. And there were two practices a day. Okay, and the first one was at like 6 a.m. You drive your ass over there and it's like conditioning. It's like heavy conditioning and like skill building. Okay. And
parents, poor parents.
But you were kind of like, no, we drove ourselves.
Oh.
We were 16, you know?
Oh, right.
Okay.
Right.
And so drive over and then half asleep, begin hard conditioning. And then it's like there's this thing where it's almost like you can kind of do it that way, where the brain's not fully awake. It's like, and this is very true specifically for ADD people, the thing that like for kids, they're like, they can focus more when they're tired. So like the ADD kid is like tired and falling asleep. That's when they can do their homework. Cause like the brain's not firing. Like what the brain's not.
I relate to that so deeply. Like there would be times like of doing a show or something where if I'm like half asleep, I feel like I'm can focus more, or if I'm like exhausted.
Yeah. I mean, there's a letting go.
Boring thing to say.
See, but you have this thing where you decide it's boring and then decide, okay, I'm going to put up a wall. And I'm like,
why do I keep doing that today? Why am I doing that today?
Let it be fertile because I'm about to reach in and pull something out. You know what I mean? Because
I'm sorry to the listener and to you. I don't know why I keep doing that.
I get it. I get it.
Self-conscious today?
But just let it, you know? But wait. So I just want to go back to the Z Morning Zoo. The comfort. Oh, God. There's nothing, though. The Z Morning Zoo, for example, Z100's morning show. Okay. Also true of all talk radio, I imagine, all morning shows. You can fucking smell the shower on them through the radio.
I know. It's true. You really can. You can smell the soap.
It's like
and the coffee.
Really comforting, yeah. Almost. Like even like
it's. Yeah, so, oh my God! Nothing more comforting in the world. Turning on when you're at the hotel, you have to wake up early. Turning on the morning news.
Oh my God!
Those news anchors, them all crisp, sprayed with foundation at 4 a.m.
Crisp, but also there's a little bit of the puff. Now maybe that's just like during election, but like Anderson Cooper's puff around the eye.
Yeah, yeah.
Like and, you know, it looks like a 2-year-old, right? It's deeply
sleepy.
Or John King. Okay, during the election was, you know, I wanted live footage of him napping between takes because like I needed to see him sleep. You know, the man was so tired. He was the one at the maps.
You're exactly correct. It's that morning, the morning bloat.
All right, wait, sorry. No, but being like, yeah, being somewhere before I want to be there where I'm like, oh my God, this is what happens. Like when you're forced, you know what I mean? Like,
I know
there's
a
coziness to like the feeling of being tired and not happy about being awake, but then getting
Exquisite.
Like, let's just say, like, driving through, like, oh my God, there was a drive-through Starbucks. We could have a coffee in our hands in seconds. And then it's like, let's pull over. Okay. And then you get it. And it's like they hand you the fucking cup. And that's another thing, honestly. Every establishment that you go into, a Starbucks, okay? The way I felt about, like, my barista, okay, but like the comfort of going in, okay, like there was like one
a shared moment.
There was one like, hey, okay, there was one. It's so almost beautiful. Like being like me being like, so okay, what about this? Saying your order with a tone of you've heard it before, but I'm gonna say it again. Okay, so like, wait, let me get my order. Okay, like Mista with the extra shot. Oh, that's huge. Wait,
yeah,
saying the. To specify, like, you know, the extra shot you're familiar with me getting. So, like, yeah, the double latte with a, you know.
With the extra shot today.
Yeah, it's like a tone. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know.
Well, are you, I just want to make sure I'm understanding. Yeah, are you talking about, like, when it's, like, your place?
Yeah.
Like, you have a rapport? Yeah, because that's one of the great casualties of COVID was
Or one of the smallest casualties of COVID.
Oh, my God. Was my walk to my local coffee. But I had really done the work. I had really put in the time at this coffee shop. I had a community there, and I would get a free coffee now and then. They go, you know what? Today it's on us. And I go, oh, doll. And the barista's name was Kate. Okay. So we had a real thing going on.
Wow. That must have been really heavy
Sometimes
for you.
Sometimes I would walk there. If I would be there before 9 a.m., tears streaming down my face, seeing the morning, seeing people with their dogs, people with the babies, that crowd out in the morning. And I was look at us. Look at fucking us, up and at him. The shoes are on. We're here getting the coffee. And a couple times, so funny. I say a couple times. Once this happened.
Right.
Once I went early with a book. And because I'm always too, you know, it's like, oh, am I going to really be the asshole reading at the coffee shop? Well, I did it. And guess what? It was divine. And I remember running home and being like, this is me now. And thinking, doing internal budgeting, being like, okay, $5 on a coffee, it's worth it. If I'm doing $5, yeah, but I'm reading for half an hour every morning, writing in the notebook, worth it, even if it does cost me $5 a day.
To read.
Yeah. And then instead I never do it again. I never go back once. And then I hemorrhage $465 every 15 minutes on trash. And
so
it's like me doing the work to go, can I afford the $5 a day for if I see it as reading time? You know, if I really use that coffee moment, that morning community moment.
And then the pay.
Never return.
The pay becomes, never return. My entire life is never returned. My entire life is, this is me now. Okay, this is me now.
And this is me now. This is me now
is constant. And it almost makes you ask. I mean, it's fucking 50 First Dates, one of the most profound films I've ever seen. Are you familiar? Drew Barrymore?
Never saw it. I can see the cover, of course.
It's a rom-com that is like deeply heavy because she has a disorder where every single day she wakes up with no memory of her whole life.
So it's like Groundhog Day?
Well, no, there's new...
Which is literally what it means to wake up every morning.
Exactly. Okay. Well, no, but that's
the constant encounter with the romantic other. It's all 50 First Dates.
Right.
It's all frying pan to the head. Oh, this time it's brand new. This time is different. We, you know, it's like, guess what? You're on the same goddamn, it's all 50 First
Dates.
No,
that's interesting.
No. But do you know what I mean? You can kind of see
I do. And I completely followed. And I went down your path, even though I know like the truth of the film and it's a different thing. Because what did you say? The something of the other?
The search for the magical other.
Yeah, the something of the other. Wait, the romantic other. Wait,
I haven't seen the movie, and here I am being like, "Well, that's
no." I know that Kate hasn't seen it, but I am limber, and I love to follow an idea. And I was just apologizing for the brief hesitance in me supporting your line of thinking because I was holding two ideas simultaneously. But wait, take me back. Wait, whatever. The point is, in the film, she has to sort of, I think Adam Sandler falls in love with her, and he runs into the fact that they fell in love yesterday, and now today she doesn't remember him, okay? So there's that, but it's not Groundhog Day, it's New Days. It's like she has a memory disorder, okay?
So she doesn't remember.
Right.
And every day... So every
time continues. Right. Groundhog Day wouldn't be a problem if he didn't remember.
But wait. So wait. Hang on. So you're telling me it's brand new for her every day. He remembers, which is also kind of another interesting thing. So as why it's deeply profound,
right,
because
the one lover who remembers, so to speak, and one who
there's always one who doesn't remember.
Right. Who like? Well, will you still love me tomorrow? Tonight you're mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
There's a 50 First Dates. Oh, waking up in the morning. Oh, this is me now.
This is me now. That is, I mean, I hate to say it, but that really is the thesis of Pooh.
Yeah, this is me now. Well, the desire.
No, that's all it is. This is me now. And every fucking day, I'm actually getting mad at myself. Every fucking day, this is me now. I mean, it's just endless. And I'm actually, it's like the work I'm doing in therapy.
But it's who you are. And if you don't surrender to it.
I know. But I also.
Surrender to it. You have an ADD brain. It's good. This is the thing. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. That really helps.
Are you familiar with NaNoWriMo?
What?
National November Writers Month or whatever. Okay.
No.
It's a thing that, you know, has built and built. No. It's built and built with every passing year. Okay. It's this idea. It's this thing, it's this whatever happening where all the writers, okay, you sign up on the website and you commit that you're going to get whatever 60,000 words out by the end of November, okay? You'd love it. Community, okay, sometimes they have write-ins where it's like everyone's going to this Starbucks, whatever. It's huge and it's online and you track your word count, okay? And there's this idea that hilarious comedian Greg Johnson was telling me and Chris about that there's the pantsers, okay? And the pantsers are the fly by the seat of the pantsers, okay, who start NaNoWriMo like with no outline. It's like, I'm going to get 50,000 words down, okay? And then there's the fucking outline hogs, okay, who I think are the real bastards, who I don't think should judge because what's the whole point of NaNoWriMo, in my opinion,
NaNoWriMo
is like to get writing, okay, is to get writing. And so these people, it's like, okay, so if it's all about fucking outlining, then there should be October outliners, okay? And then November RIMOs, okay? But you see, I really resent like that kind of community. Except then I love it whenever I do it. It's like I think, oh, I like to work out alone. And then I go to a yoga class and like tears streaming in my face as I desperately like I'm like
the
feeling
of
if you get into working out, like if you get into like where I was going to the same yoga place every day. The feeling of the regulars, okay, and like after a few days, you're able to identify.
Oh, can't imagine
who the regulars are.
So sweet,
and then you become one too.
That's everything
because you are regular by virtue of knowing that so and so was here last time, and so and so was here last time too, and now they recognize me.
That's everything. That's everything.
Is it? Wait, I want to. I'd like to know more.
Well, here we are. We're at the end.
What?
Honey, we're at the end of the episode. You've been so...
What?
We've been flying high on the morning energy.
I literally thought we were in act two, so to speak. I thought we were approaching a false victory or a false defeat.
No, we truly have to wrap up. We're clocking in at 10:30. At 10:30, we're boiling water. We'd be feeling the steam.
So this is the truth, okay? There's the seduction of 4 hours of preparation, but then that creates too much anxiety on the task. So instead, I am going to, it's going to be so hard, Kate. It's going to be so hard. Okay. After
what
the call.
What do you have to do?
I don't even know. Okay. Well, that's the hell. I'm going to have to choose what thing to do. Okay. But for example, I know I need to sit down and start one project via a 15 minute segment. Okay. Of working. And it's just, you know, put on the timer or whatever. Okay. So I need to accept that. So I'm going to do that before I decide that I'm going to try this today. I am not fucking doing 6 hours of meditation. Not that I do that anyway. What is this? I'm screaming. Okay. I'm very excited that Poog Mornings. You know, the question is this going to become a daily radio show?
I know. Well, by the way, yeah, it's a morning show. Now it's like the daily morning. Good morning.
Hey, everyone. You and me going through the news, mispronouncing things.
Oh, God. Imagine the hell.
Okay. So where are we? We're going to have to end the episode. We're being thrust into the day.
Okay. We're at 10:30. Well, guess who needs a hot cup of Joe? I need more Java.
I have two coffees. Okay. Speaking of morning father, this is stolen from my father, which is so.
That's morning father. You
two
have
coffees
two mugs.
With different things happening in them because.
Why do you have two coffees? What's happening in the two coffees?
Oh, I'm going to explain right now. Okay. Before we leave, which is this is inherited from my father.
Just tell me quickly because we do have to go. Tell me quickly. Either two mugs.
The fact that you guys really don't believe I'm going to tell you quickly is hilarious. Okay. Like they've both. Theta editor has broken in and Kate has like, I've literally said, I want to explain why I have the two coffees. Speaking of morning father.
I'm
and,
dying
like,
to know.
There's a panic. Like you keep saying, what are the coffees? And I keep trying to say it. Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready?
This is what I always do. I do this genuinely. I want to know now. And I interrupt the person. Just go. Tell me now.
My father. I'm sorry. The sentence starts with my father. There's a Keurig machine. You know, a Keurig.
Okay.
And there's the drip coffee. Okay. And he prepares a Keurig for while he's waiting for the drip coffee. Okay.
Wow.
So for me, similarly, I stumble out of bed.
Damn.
And the only thing I can't manage the Nespresso that early. And by the way, thank you, Nespresso, for sending some pods. Really appreciate that. So I create a Keurig coffee to get up the courage to go ask Chris to make me a Nespresso. So the iced Nespresso is the big deal. Okay, is the true joy. The Keurig is the only thing I can manage because it only requires three buttons, and I stumble and throw it in, and then I sip this coffee while waiting for Chris to make the good one.
I mean, I have to hold my. Honestly, I'm actually, this is really kind of grotesque. I'm really sitting in my deep judgment of Keurig, of Nespresso, of the pods.
Wait, is it? I know that they're not environmentally whatever, but they have the reusables that you can use.
No, it's not about the environment. For me, it's like I'm so my coffee ritual that.
I mean, you understand that a sealed pod is just as sealed beans, okay, as you're sealed probably with a goddamn chip clip, but something more high end.
No, listen, I use shit. I don't use high end coffee.
Right, right. It's cheap steak in the fine oil. It's. We got to go, okay? But, you know, but it's a morning show now. See you on Z100 at 5 a.m.
Listen, I don't want to degrade your coffee. Listen to me. I'm taking it back. I don't want to degrade your coffee experience. It's really fucking snobby and unfair what I did. I'm sorry.
I'm not hurt.
And by the way, I think part of my anger...
I don't know why. I'm not hurt even the slightest.
I know! I'm hurt. I don't like to...
You're hurt by the vision of yourself.
Yes. Okay. Listen, we have to go.
That's a story for another day.
We have to go. I'm going to go get another cup of coffee. We're going to start the day.
This was honestly sensational, and this might be the one frog I'm willing to eat in the morning. So I said it right there.
It's a morning show.
It's been a morning show the whole time.
It's a morning show. Good morning.
Hong Kong. Hope traffic's good. Okay.
Hong Kong.
Hysterical.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu.
Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu, whenever you're in the mood.
Now we're talking.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Leesa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.